I was pausing there for my own little musical break in my head.
That was is fine.
I have had. Have you had a song stuck in your head all weekend?
All weekend.
Or just for an amount of time?
I have. I feel like I did, but no. I'm going to say no.
Can't remember it. It's not in there now.
No, not now. Huh?
Okay.
Why, what are you going to ruin for me?
Steve, how about you? You've had any songs in your head?
Songs.
Songs.
No, don't think I have.
Okay.
Maybe Never Gonna Give You Up.
Really? You've had that in your head all weekend?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why?
I did see this meme. Maybe you've seen it before, where it's like a Wheel of Fortune clue.
Okay.
And it has no letters.
Uh-huh.
And it says, this is going to be stuck in your head all day or something. Or I don't know what the thing is. But it's Never Going to Give You Up. It's what it is.
I mean, that is a contagious song.
Isn't it?
That's why they Rickroll people with it, right?
Right.
The one that's just been in my head that I cannot stop doing, and I've annoyed myself with it, because I'll just walk around and I'll be like, oh my good Lord. I'm gonna another double shot of whiskey.
Oh, wait, I got to do that right now. It's just hitting 8 o'clock. Hang on, Kevin, I got to do that.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock. Oh, yeah. My.
We were a little
good
early.
Lord.
I didn't want to do it early, so we were a little early, but now it's officially, in fact, it's actually 8:01, so sorry we're late.
Want to win $1,000? All right. Be Color 9 right now at 441-0999 to qualify for Friday's drawing.
Give me this, give me that, give me that.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Okay, back to you.
Yeah, so that was it. I've just had the oh my good Lord.
Our song, yeah.
All just over and over and over.
Shaboozy was on Saturday Night Live this week.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Did he perform?
He did.
That's okay. Well, and no, Kevin, he was on there. Just
no, he was the comedian.
Just sat there.
Yeah, he was the comedian.
Of course he performed, you dummy.
There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy.
It was him on Saturday Night Live.
There we go.
Yeah. Probably ask and you shall receive.
Nice little party feel, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to the city of Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
City officials are now annoyed because a vandal is using adhesive stickers. Isn't that redundant?
Adhesive stickers. It kind of does seem like it. Yeah.
Googly eye stickers.
Oh, no.
On everything in town.
Signs, well, that could get annoying.
Statues,
yeah.
Artwork.
Hopefully not on the factory stores.
They've made the post online to ask the perp to knock it off.
No way. Is that for real?
Yeah.
They just took to social media to say, could you please stop?
They did. They
That's
shared
hilarious.
Some photos and said, the googly eyes placed on the various art pieces around town might give you a chuckle, but it costs money to remove them and not damage the art. Let's stay away from adhesives, graffiti, and all things that can damage the art.
The last time that I saw that was when people were putting the Biden stickers on the gas pumps.
Oh, yes.
Remember, that was a thing for a minute.
Yeah. Gee, I forgot all about that. Yeah, that was pretty hot for a while.
But you know what? It was like gas pumps. It wasn't like artwork.
That is a very fair statement. And it sounds like this person puts them everywhere.
Sure.
So, I mean, they're being equal rights, but let's stay out of the, the artwork, maybe.
Probably don't want to deface stuff like that.
But I do want to see the googly eyes. It might be kind of funny.
Congratulations to Steve, not our Steve, not producer Steve or Steve Hawk, but another Steve. There is the option to have that name. He qualified for the Christmas cash.
Mm-hmm. We joked about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
How fun was it?
Well, he joked about it.
Yeah, you did not?
I tried to chime in, and mine wasn't as great.
What were the jokes about your name?
Oh, well, he was just saying, oh, don't steal it, and whatever.
The money or the name?
The name.
Ah, I see.
And I said something, I don't know, something dumb. And then he goes, well, I guess it's a little too late for that. And then we chuckled, and, it was the whole thing.
Was he also a Steven?
I mean, I would assume.
Shouldn't do that. You know what happens.
Yeah, well, doesn't it have to be?
No, I think you can just be Steve.
Of course, it doesn't have to be.
I don't know if you can.
You think it's a rule?
No, you for sure
you
can.
You think it's a law that if your name is Steve, you have to be a Steven?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think that is correct.
I'm pretty sure it is.
That might be inaccurate.
I mean, why couldn't you name a child Steve?
I mean, that's not the full legal name, though.
Yeah, it is if you name him Steve.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'll give you an example that might be a little similar. My son's name is Will.
Yeah.
That is his legal name.
He's not a William?
No.
He's just Will.
You can do that?
Story number two.
I mean, you can name yourself...
Well, yeah. It just doesn't seem...
Biscuit.
Doesn't seem right.
Thanks, Steven. Producer Steven.
Oh, it says right here, apparently Steve is right. I said, does anyone have a legal name of Steve? Mm-hmm. No. Steve is not a legal name on its own. It's a nickname commonly used, shortened version of Stephen or Steven. So if someone goes by Steve, their legal name would be either Steven or Steven.
So, Jay, you broke the rules because I'm pretty sure it's the same thing with Will.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
So how'd you do that?
Well, I mean, you just write it down when they ask you what the name is, and that's how it works. It's crazy.
Okay.
I mean, it is a legal name if you name your child Steve. Because maybe they're like, I don't like Steven, and I especially don't like the PH Steven.
Oh, you never know.
I want my child to be Steve.
Steve, this is off the text line. Steve, at this point, you are disparaging the name Steve or Steven. Either one, we're going to kick you out of the club.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Signed, Club Kicker.
Aggressive Steve. Angry, I like it.
Angry Steve.
I'm sorry, Steve. Is that another Steve? Do we know for sure?
Well, he didn't attach his name, but I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah. Boy.
And his legal name is probably Steven.
Right, yep. All Thomases are, all Toms are Thomases, all Johns are Jonathans. We get it.
Yeah, it's just, but you can be whatever you want to be.
Huh.
Well, yes, I realize that. But I'm assuming.
Oh boy, here we go again.
All right, never mind. Just go ahead.
Here we go.
It's news time.
Oh, just go ahead. Okay, thanks. McDonald's social media was not in the mood to play this weekend.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, they kind of were. They were a little playful. But
is this because of the McRib?
They posted something about Grimace.
Okay.
And, Grimace, a little cutie pie.
Mm-hmm.
And someone asked,
oh, no.
How does Grimace breed? This needs to be studied.
Oh.
To which McDonald's social media replied, does it really? And that's the end of it. They were like, hey, does it really?
That is great. The perfect answer to an idiotic question.
Right.
Oh, man. Congratulations, McDonald's. You shut down the internet with one comment.
Does it really?
Well done.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you know where he was born?
Barry Manilow. I'm going to say in a hospital. Final answer.
You're probably right about that.
Kevin James.
Was Barry Manilow born in a hospital? I just Googled it. It actually doesn't come up. That's weird.
Really?
You know, they normally don't include that.
They don't, right? They don't usually say born in a hospital.
Right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Raise your hand if you were born in a hospital, as far as you know.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Steven?
Yeah. Thank you.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Well, we talked about it a little bit earlier today and the fact that NFL quarterback Joe Burrows, I think maybe he has an S.
Mm.
Can't remember if he has an S or not. Doesn't matter. You know what he has now?
Yes.
Batmobile. Joe Burrow bought the Batmobile.
Just so you know, his name is not plural.
It is not. No, yes, I see that now.
Yeah.
Won't get the car for a year, the whole deal.
Yeah.
you know, he's very happy he bought the Batmobile for $3 million.
A little over four, I think, is what it says.
Yeah, it's weird. This says that it was valued at $3 million. Ooh, well, obviously he paid more for that.
I mean, this could have been an old story that maybe that wasn't him that bought it. But anyway, millions, we'll say.
Either way, taxes. Pretty spendy.
Taxes.
But I then see this story, Dorothy's iconic ruby slippers.
Yeah.
Featured in the 1939 movie, The Wizard of Oz, were auctioned off over the weekend for $30 million.
Holy smokes. Just, I mean, is that all because of the Wicked thing has made it even more valuable now?
I mean, I guess.
Maybe people are like more in the mood.
More in the mood to be buying the shoes?
For $30 million, yeah. Well, okay. Guess what I bought myself for Christmas? I don't know, a new flashlight? No, my phone has one of those. I bought ruby shoes for $30 million.
It's just real weird, right? The $30 million for that.
Wow.
So I would ask you this, which one would you rather have?
I mean, that's not even a question.
Let's say they were the same price.
Yeah, because otherwise it's easy for you to say I'd take the shoes because I'll turn around and sell them for $35 million and make more money. So would I rather have the Batmobile or Dorothy's shoes?
Yeah.
Any version of the Batmobile.
Right, the Batmobile seems cooler to me as well. I get the shoes are iconic.
Yeah.
But so is the stinking car Batman drove.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird that there's that big of a price difference between the two.
Yeah. What size are the shoes?
It says, hold on, Steve, I'll find out. They are
also Joe Burrow Batmobile is the new one, you know, with the, you know, the big tires up in the front. And
oh, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't say the size. Oh, yeah, it does. A woman's size 8. So you could probably sneak into that, couldn't you?
Steve, a woman's size 8. That's perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Size shoe do you wear, Steve?
Don't worry about it.
No, we're worried. We want to get you shoes for Christmas.
Yeah.
We're going to buy you these shoes.
Yeah. No, depending on, I guess, the brand.
Of course.
I think I'm like an 8, 8.5. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay.
I don't think anybody said anything, did we?
No, it is not. No one made any comment whatsoever.
I heard noises.
Oh, but it wasn't me.
Yeah. By the way, I think I saw
12.
Okay.
I just bought new shoes over the weekend. These are
well, cool. But in a women's size, that's like a, what is that, like a 10 or something, right?
Huh?
A women.
Oh, your size 8 is like a women's size.
Isn't that right? Isn't it two sizes?
I think that might be right. I don't know for sure. I've only bought women's shoes and men's shoes.
Let me see, I got it here.
I've never transferred them over.
Men's size 8.5 is a women's size 10.
All right, there you go.
Okay, so a size and a half difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. Good to know, Steve.
Yeah.
So from now on, when someone asks you, and you said 8 to 8.5, when someone says, so what size shoe do you wear? You're going to go, up around a women's 10.
It does sound bigger. Just say 10. I mean, unless they're buying your shoes, just say, 10.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Your feet look smaller than that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, double digits.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm not doing any more interviews. Don't y'all be calling me.
Kevin James.
Nobody calling me. I'm not talking about this again.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right. It is Beat the Show time. We're going to play for a Coyote Country hoodie. What do you think of that? Huh?
I like it.
What do you think of it? Yeah, but what do you think of it?
You guys look great in them. You've been wearing them around, and they are very nice.
Very nice. Ben, what's the good word today?
Tie, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, tie. That's the category. Bless you, Kevin.
Thank you, Jay. You know, if I win this one, I might actually pay it forward, and I might just give it to someone else.
Well, what a generous thing to do. I mean, what a wonderful concept. It is the holidays. I mean,
yeah. How about that?
I mean, I get a kick of playing this game with you guys. You guys are hilarious with this.
Well, let's not put that kind of pressure on us. Okay, so is it tie singularly or ties plural, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, so who would you like to challenge today, Ben, me or Kevin?
Oh, goodness gracious. Can we go Steve? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, yes, you can challenge Steve if you'd like to.
Why not? Let's do it.
Okay, all right. So 60 seconds on the clock and pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Steve, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Abe Lincoln was known for wearing a bow tie. What else was he known for wearing?
What? What was it again?
What else was he known for wearing besides a bow tie, Abe Lincoln?
Oh, top hat?
Who played James Bond in the movies between 2006 and 2021?
Who played James Bond?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Daniel Craig?
What actor wore ties and starred alongside Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers?
Pass.
A tie was constantly part of Barney Stinson's attire on what TV show?
His shirt? I don't know.
Bill Nye the Science Guy aired on PBS. What does PBS stand for?
PBS stand for?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Public Broadcasting Service.
All right. We'll see. See how
at
we how
the
we
buzzer.
Did. See how we did there. All right. So now you're going to challenge Steve, who wrote the questions. And Steve, are you ready to answer your own questions?
I think so.
Here we go.
Abe Lincoln was known for wearing a bow tie. What else was he known for wearing? I don't know what I do here.
You answer.
Answer,
hat.
Eddie.
Who played James Bond in the movies between 2006 and 2021? Daniel Craig, I'll say. What actor wore ties and starred alongside Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers?
Tough one there. I don't know if you know that one. You might want to think about it for a minute.
Okay.
You want to guess?
Oh, it could be Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, that's what I would have said.
A tie was consistently a part of... Barney Stinson's attire on what TV show?
Ah, good show. Funny show.
It is a funny show, yeah.
How I Met Your Father, How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Mother, I think it is.
Mm.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother, for sure.
Bill Nye the Science Guy aired on PBS. What does PBS stand for? One and only Public Broadcasting Service. Mm-hmm. What actress and member of the royal family played Rachel Zane on Suits? Mm. Do you guys know that one?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Megan.
Megan Markle.
Yeah, Megan Markle. Bunny ears, bunny ears.
Out of time. Didn't have enough time after that. Let's see how we did.
Okay. Abe Lincoln, known for wearing a bow tie. What else was he known for wearing?
Ben said top hat. Steve said hat. I'd say points for everybody.
Yeah, stovepipe.
Stovepipe hat, and a button nose. Yeah. Two eyes made out of coal, 1-1.
Who played James Bond in the movies between 2006 and 2021?
Daniel Craig, everybody
Daniel
said.
Craig. Yeah, Daniel Craig.
We like to call him DC, but it's okay.
It's 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
What actor wore ties and starred along Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, Ben couldn't get to this one, but Steve got Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, V squared.
That's 3-2.
What do you know? Steve's getting them all correct today.
That's weird.
It's very interesting.
That's weird.
How would you have done so far, Kevin?
I got them all right.
Yeah, so far, same.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, see, I would have been ace either way.
Yeah.
Tie consistently a part of Barney Stinson's attire on what TV show?
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, you guys knew that one too, huh?
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Derry.
Thank you.
That was a quote in, I think, my yearbook.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Hope you're not allergic to Derry.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bill Nye the Science Guy aired on PBS. What does PBS stand for?
Public Broadcasting Service for everybody there.
That is correct.
Look at that. It's 5-3 in favor of Steve, who wrote the questions.
What actress and member of the royal family played Rachel Zane on Suits? We don't have to say it over and over again.
No, I just was making sure anybody who joined late.
Oh, okay. Meghan Markle was
Meghan Markle. You know, they're not getting a divorce, guys. Stop saying that.
I know.
They're not getting a divorce. It's enough. We don't need to start the rumors. He's tired of the rumors, and I know we're tired of them as well.
You want question number 7? We didn't get the...
I would love question number 7.
Yeah. I think you'll appreciate it.
I don't
see,
overstep
Jay and
it.
I can get it right, because if we did, we would both get 7.
We would get 7.
Okay, here we go. Bunny ears, playing by a tree is a line that is used that it can help a person learn to tie their what?
Well,
shoes.
I mean, it's got to be shoes, but...
I've never heard that one, though.
Yeah, what is it? Bunny ears?
Bunny ears playing by a tree?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Neither had I before I Googled it.
Really? What's the rest of it?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know that one? You just know it's a nursery rhyme of some sort?
I mean, let me Google it again, see what happens.
No, don't hurt yourself.
Bunny ears.
Playing by a tree?
Here it is. Crisscrossed the tree trying to catch me. Bunny ears jumped into the hole, popped out the other side, beautiful and bold.
Okay.
I mean, it works. A little
here's
wordy.
Bunny ears playing by a tree.
Crisscross the tree, trying to catch me.
Bunny ears jumped into a hole, popped out the other side, their ears in a bow.
Huh. Oh, that's different.
Boy, is it.
I guess there's variations of it.
Jeez. Ben, thank you?
Yeah, I know. Yes? How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great. Pick a number for us, Ben, and let's see if we can't pay it forward, as you said.
You know, is a station number to, that's like 99?
99? I don't know. Do you dislike Steve?
No.
How hard do you want to make Steve work is the question.
How fast can he get there is the question.
I'd probably take him like 10 minutes.
Is he up for the challenge?
You think I could do... You think it would take me 10 minutes? Well, as long as people keep calling.
You think it takes less than that?
I think by the next break I could do it, as long as people will call.
Caller 99. Thank you, Ben. 509-44...
No, I mean,
did he not just walk into it?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Kevin.
You can do it. It's easy.
Yeah, you just challenged us. And then we were like, whoa.
All right, fine.
That's what it sounded like.
Now that you've balked at me, I'm committed.
509-441-0999. Caller 99
please
gets a Coyote
calling.
Country Sweat.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She goes, I don't get jet lag.
You should have asked her what her secret was.
Well, she did wind up losing her phone and wound up putting in like the front pocket.
Kevin James.
So we were searching for minutes because of that.
Maybe she does get jet lag.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe she does.
She's a liar.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just lose my phone every time I get on the plane.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Super happy to have our friends from ACI Coatings in here today. Scott, welcome. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
Good to see you. First of all, thanks for sponsoring Christmas Wish. Very generous of you guys. Amazing. We appreciate that. I want to get that out of the way right away. So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Helping our friends and neighbors in times of need is a cool thing, and I'm sure you guys probably feel it too. It just feels good.
Oh, always.
You know, it's a nice thing to do, especially when you've been around. How long have you guys been around now?
Since 96.
Okay, yeah. So it's been a minute.
Yep.
Yeah. And then why don't you introduce the rest of these
hooligans? All right, this is our president and my brother, Craig.
Who's older?
I'm older.
You're older? Is that why you get to talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though Craig's the president.
Yeah, he's ghost. Yeah. Yeah.
I see what we did
here.
You've
seen the size comparison.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then this is our director of operations, Eli.
All right, very good. Eli, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good looking crew, Kev.
Yeah, absolutely.
They look a lot better than our crew. Have you noticed that?
I mean, do you guys actually do some of the painting? Because I just always figure a painter can never get clean.
We had to at one point.
Okay.
Right.
But you haven't painted enough lately that your hands are clean, everything's...
They're clean as of now.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get it. It'll change by noon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you guys get that question? Because you guys do paintings and all the stuff you do, do you guys always have people in your lives or that you run into are like, hey, I got a painting question?
Every person you run into.
I feel like, honestly, it literally feels that's like that's so one true. Where they're like.
And everybody can do it. Just ask them.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, you can. It might look horrible, but you can
do it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you can tell when you see which one did it themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a business literally where people will go, oh, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. It happens, but it's nice to help as well.
Yeah, I get that. So you've been in business for a long time, and then you guys stepped up and did a huge donation for a Christmas wish, and thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what the total ended up being.
We're sitting about $4,500.
Holy smokes, nice. You guys. That is amazing. Well done. Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
It's going to go a long way to helping people who are in need this time of year. Appreciate that.
And is this your first time ever donating to a charity?
Not to a charity.
I was going to say, I was looking at your website, and you have a page for charitable giving.
Right. Yeah, like, quite a bit,
these guys are pretty good at this.
They're
but
good
we hear
at
you
it.
Guys every day, and a good portion of our team listens to you guys.
We're sorry.
I know.
Dang it. Yes. I would like to apologize for past and future discretion.
But it goes to a good cause. And, hopefully this can incentivize some others to step up and do what they can.
Yeah,
well.
Absolutely.
That's a great way of looking at
well
it.
Well said,
When you guys hear us, do you think that we are not professionals?
I like you, Jay.
I like you, Scott.
I
also enjoyed your answer a lot. Yeah. That was really smart. Yeah.
No, you guys are the ones. Here we are today. Here we are today. Let's call it that way.
You know how everybody thinks they can paint?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they can do this too. Yeah. A lot of times they're like, you'll get people go, I should come in. When you and Kevin might need some help. Like, well, we definitely need help.
Yeah, right.
That's true. But it's not always the best.
Right.
And are we not introducing Allie?
Allie's back here. Allie holds down. It actually got us here and got this whole thing kind of situated and where these boys were supposed to show up this morning.
Nobody here is surprised that Allie was in charge of all that.
Yeah, there is.
Like herding cats, Allie, kind of?
Really good-looking
cats. Really? Yes, handsome cats. That's right.
Handsome
exactly,
cats.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Well, guys, thanks so much for doing this. I know it's you guys have actual work that you have to do, and digging deep and helping like that is huge. So I can't thank you guys enough.
I do have one question.
Okay.
So painting, like at home, is my least favorite task. Like I will do any home project before painting.
Correct.
I just hated it. And I have an ex-wife. This is not why the paint.
It seemed like
the painting was that bad.
Yeah.
We can really
like
get
that
into
experience.
All, we can get into all of it, but we don't have time.
Eli reached for the door. He literally put his hand on the doorknob and was like,
he gripped it really hard. Yeah.
She
always wanted to paint, though, and she loved it. And my mom loves it. So they would end up doing all of it because I just couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
When you go, do you guys paint your own houses, or do you have your employees do it?
It's a great question.
I'll be honest. I put a paint sample in my bathroom, and it was there for 18 months.
Yeah. Oh, so you're like everybody else.
Oh, boy.
You're like, I'm going to get to that.
Yeah. It's nice when it's all done, but it does take some
takes a little bit
of
time.
I want to come home.
Exactly it.
Yeah. Okay, so good.
Well, give all the family, the rest of the family. I know your dad's involved as well, and all the other employees a shout out from us if you don't mind. And we appreciate you guys. So
thank you guys.
Yeah, anytime you want to come back and hang out, you're more than welcome. See, you're now officially family because you've been in here. And seriously, how underwhelming is the studio?
It's pretty awesome. It's
everything you imagine. See, we just turned the walls into a scrapbook, basically. Yeah.
You make it sound a lot bigger on the radio.
Really? Okay, good. Yeah, well, that's good.
Which
we fooled you, huh?
Good on you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well sold. Like the Friday crew in here with all those guys.
Now I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You guys are sitting
Bruce
on each other's
on
laps.
My lap over here.
Yeah. There you go.
Just keeps going.
They're literally hugged up to the counter as tight as they can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you're missing all of that because we can smell their breath. It's just such an enjoyable, what a great day.
I didn't even get the full experience.
No, you can imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Once again, thank you guys for doing this. Appreciate it. ACI Coatings, awesome. Appreciate you guys. Good to meet you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get you some sweatshirts. How about that?
Hey, always great.
You can get paint on
that
if you want.
Year.
Yeah, you know.